Welcome to worship on this 8th Sunday of Pentecost, July the 17th, 2021. I am Leanne Darlington, pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg and interim pastor at St. Peter's Church in Linwood. Humid weather is here and it is bringing lots of rain. Friday began stage 3 of the province's pandemic protocols a few days earlier than planned. Please continue to stay safe and healthy. Council will meet on August 10th to discuss Zion's return to worship plans. I ask that you remember in your prayers this morning the family of Mary Ann Wasilka. Mary Ann was the daughter of the Reverend Ernest and Virginia Felker, a longtime pastor here at Zion. Mary Ann passed away on July 10th at Freeport, after a courageous struggle with cancer. Her funeral was held yesterday at the Kitchener Funeral Home at 2 p.m. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May Mary Ann rest in peace. Amen. Today we will be celebrating Holy Communion. I invite you to take some time to prepare your table with wine or juice and bread or a cracker if you wish to partake in communion. I will be on holidays from July 20th to August 3rd. Pastor Tanya Varner will be providing emergency pastoral care. You can contact her at Trinity Lutheran Church, and the number is 519-662-1810. Or you can also call her cell phone, and her number is included in the email that was sent out with this week's service. Coffee hour takes place at 11 o'clock today. Please feel free to join us. And a gentle reminder that while our physical building is still closed, there are still monthly expenses that need to be paid. If you have not sent in a donation recently, please consider doing so. Thank you to all who continue to support and keep Zion in your prayers in these continuing times of pandemic. We begin our service with a land acknowledgement. We are walking hand in hand on this safe and bountiful land, which is part of the Grand River watershed, traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Mississaugas, and Neutral peoples, fellow sojourners. We give thanks to the Creator for this great gift, and we recognize our responsibility as treaty people to care for the land and waters that nourish us and give us strength. We also acknowledge that it is our duty to do more to learn about the rich history of this land, to better understand our roles as residents, neighbors, caretakers, and sojourners. We continue on with a confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's abundance, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe that there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. Through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven, and you are loved into abundant life. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We will now hear our opening hymn, The Church's One Foundation, and that is from the ELW, hymn number 654.